Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf, Ayin Ches, begin on the days, begin on the taste of Masech, that begins the words of the Gemara, Revav, Greece. Chase explains what type of Greece are we talking about. That is, the Gemara is explaining what's a sheer haitzah for Greece. It's the amount to smear beneath a small little wafer, which when they would bake it, they would smear this grease beneath it. Now, Pirsh Bakun, just Rashi explains, it's shuman or shemen, it's fats or oil, those are types of grease. Which Taisa says, "Vakorach ein shemen." Obviously, no. You have to say that it's not oil, because the shemen nusd bechom shir hakam mesnin. We find the Mishnah a different measurement for oil, which is kedei losach be'evo cotton. Obviously, this grease is only fat and not of oil. During Taisa Master begins words of the Gemara, "Tachas is spoygin ketano." And we said that this grease is the amount that's smeared beneath a small little wafer. Taisa wonders how you are actually even allowed to smear this grease, this fat beneath the wafer, and that is because Taisa says va'alkav the pek kolshol. Although the Gemara b'sachin of laman beis abin, we say in toshin as a tana, but you now let us smear in the oven from the fat of the tail to give a flavor into the bread, into the wafer of in toshin. If you did spread it kolapas kolas with the whole bread, it's forbidden because you don't have frail flashing of bread because someone might go ahead and have it with meluchis with dairy. So how are we even saying that this is the amount that's used to smear beneath the wafer? Says Taisus, "Ha'ama hasam mahi perka." The Gemara says over there in that perk and psachim, the ke'ain turishari, that there are certain types of situations that you are allowed to bake when it has when it's type of meat, which is like if it's the eye of an ox, which is a certain type of size. As the Gemara explains over there, then it's permitted to go ahead and do that because you could tell specifically what it is, and you don't think it's just power of red, and therefore that's the case. That's talking about the grease that was used beneath the small little wafer. Words of the Gemara, if someone takes out this tax receipt, so Chayiv is going to be liable. Taisa explains that why do we even have to say this teaching? And that is, the Mishnah first said that if you take out a piece of paper, so the shear is the amount that you can write on it a tax receipt, which is the amount of space I write in two large letters. And then it says, oh, and if you carry out the Kesher Shel Meichsen itself, you're going to be Chayiv. Taisa bothered, of course, be saying of empty paper which you could write and be a tax receipt. It's significant enough. So, of course, the tax receipt itself, which has that significance, is going to be chayiv. Taisa says, no, it's a klash. I mean, we have to tell you that a filikos of a cloth. We're saying even if the tax receipt was written on a piece of parchment. Now, although the Mishnah shortly tells us, the shir cloth, the measurement of parchment is the amount of writing the parashah of Shema of the tefillin, which is a larger shear than that of a tax receipt. Still was saying, if someone did write the tax receipt on parchment, it's significant, and everyone would be chayiv, even though it's not nyar, it's not paper, and rather being cloth. Next says the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara, Beis Achiza, and a place to hold on to it. Shesha explains exactly what is the utility, what's the function of holding on to it. That is, we said that the shir of Kesher Meichsen, which is two large letters, that there are those who say that that's the amount of two regular letters with the amount of holding on to it. So what's the significance of holding on to it? So it's Taisa B'Shas K'siva. That's at the time of writing, Tzarech Beis Achiza, you need to hold on to it, else the paper is going to keep on moving around. And the Kesher Meichsen Tzarech Leima, so then what's the difference by the Kesher Meichsen, which we say, no, it's two large letters without any holding on space. The Yechel Chayitza B'Lei Achiza, that you can write, those two letters could be written without holding on to it. But the Kudosh Parashah gives a different interpretation. He says, B'Shosha Roya B'Lei Achiza, says that when you want to show something on it, so then, besides the writing that you want to show, you have to have a space to hold it between your thumb and your finger, and therefore that's the Beis Achiza. Whereas, as Rashi explains, but by the Kesher Meichsen, they would hold it in an open palm. Therefore, that was the difference. Again, according to Taisa, it's because of the when you're writing. According to Rashi, it's when you're showing it to someone else. Next, Taisa Master begins the words of the Gemara, Tanakama, so Tanakama held. When the borrower admits to a document that it was written, it's not forged, Tach Lekaimoi, you still have to go ahead and verify. So I'm just going to explain halacha, why when it's paid up, is it not fit to be used on the covering of the flask? And that is, we brought in the Braisa, the Tanakama's opinion, which Taisa here is discussing, one of the interpretations, if someone carries out a loan document, if it's already paid up, then it's going to be pata, because it has no utility whatsoever. So one of the interpretations in the Gemara is, they're talking about a shtar that's not verified. In other words, there's no witnesses that can verify the veracity of this document, which the halacha is that the lender, when he wants to collect, he has to verify it with two witnesses, and without that, the borrower could just say that it was a forgery. And we're talking about there's no witnesses, but the borrower himself admitted that it was a valid document, that it was written. It's just that he claims that it was paid up. Tanakama holds in such a situation, the borrower is believed to say that he paid it up. It says Taisa Meshamachi, therefore, Kiyama Leva Parati, when he says he paid it up, Pata is exempt. The Enashtar Roy Ligvis, by meaning, what's Pata? Meaning, the one who carries it out in Shabbos is going to be Pata, because now the Enashtar Roy Ligvis, by this document has no utility because he cannot collect with it, because the borrower said that he paid it up. And therefore, he's going to be Pata once it's paid up. So to sustain the Mayrish Idea Shalayuchal Klal Limsa Edekim, also as we're talking about, that the lender knows that there's no more witnesses that could verify it, and therefore has no utility, because even if the borrower is claiming that it was paid up, if he had Edekim, then he would be able to verify it even without the borrower, so then even Mishapare, he would still be Chai. Now, but then Taisa continues, and he says that this is all talking about a document that the borrower claims that it's paid up. But if the borrower claims that it's not a forgery and it wasn't paid up, so then the Tanakhama agrees that if you carry it on Shabbos, you're going to be chayim because you could collect with it. And that's the Tzitzis Mimtem, if you're going to say, Kili Paranami, even when the borrower agrees that it wasn't paid up, am I chayim? Why? Why are you chayim for carrying out on Shabbos? But Mata Elis Yesprestar, really, what's the significance of this document? In other words, as Taisa explains, Kivin Chen Yochel Kaimoy, we said it's Tomah where he cannot verify it. Meaning, Shem Yitin HaLevi Parate Mezuiv. Yifter, if the borrower is going to claim that it was paid up or forged, he's going to be exempt. Now, and if you're going to tell me, Bim Yoida, oh, but if he admits and he says, no, it is kosher, says the borrower, and that it's not paid up, so therefore you're trying to say that, so therefore it is a valid document. So Taisa says, Eina Mekeh Hashtar, that's not from the strength and of the veracity of the documentation. It's because of his admission. See, without the document, if you tell me someone, he admits that he didn't pay it up, so therefore you can be chayv. But why? The document itself is not the significance. It's his admission. So why would you be chayv for carrying the documentation that doesn't do anything for us? So that says to me, what you can say is the moyel lo hashtar. No, the document does help. Why? One reason says to me, kach nishkal levish love menu. When the borrower sees the document, he'll be reminded, or else he might deny it because he says no, he doesn't remember. When you show it to him, he says, oh, you're right. So that's one significance. Or Inam, another one is Litref Mimishabdi, is to collect from encumbered properties. If the borrower admits that it's not forged, you're right. From that admission itself, you can collect from him. But the Chasim Mishabodim can only be collect if you have a documentation. His admission verifies the documentation and thus makes it you collect also from other people who had previously bought from this bar. Then Tesh continues, if you're going to say, but then now it goes the other way. And even if the borrower says that he paid up, Amai Pata Amaitzi, why is the one who carries out this document on Shabbos going to be Pater? Although you're right that he cannot collect his debt with that because the borrower says that he paid it up and there's no other Edom, but what do you mean? It's fit for him to wrap his flask with it. Taste him for once. He says, although the Gemara said that everyone agrees, they now hold on to a paid document. So how could you say that he could hold on to it to wrap his flask? Unless it's Taisa Berachah over here, Heich Natzien Miyodri. How are we going to take away this document from the lender? Because the borrower is claiming that it was paid up, but since the lender himself is claiming that it wasn't paid up. So you're right, although he cannot collect because the borrower is denying that, but still it's fit him to put on his flask because it's not a Shtar Peru in his own words. And that you can't prove to take it away from him. Because Amitzim Echabel Barai goes both ways. And therefore, the difficulty is, so why is the one who carries around Shabbos going to be Potter? It's still fit for Lot Tapitz Lechusay of the lender. And that's the stage of Hashem. What you could say is, the Ma'ir is Tomah Kugin Sha'amar, where the lender says, Ein li Edim, the Ein li Raya, V'loyim Tzikim. He says, I got no witnesses, I have no proof, I will not find any way to verify. And there, the halacha is, V'afullah Matzah Achikin, then in such a situation, the Gemara also tells us, that even if he subsequently finds some type of witnesses or verification, Ein Lema is not going to help. Therefore, that answers the question. Therefore, in this situation, he's not going to be able to hold on to it. Because maybe at the end, he will find some way of verifying it. The Yigla will slick it in, and he's going to collect with it unlawfully, because the halacha says, once you already said that, you cannot collect. And therefore, even though he's claiming that it wasn't paid up, but since he says he's not going to be able to have any raya kima, we're concerned that he might come to, therefore, it's forbidden for him to hold on to it, even lots of pisachus. Then Taisis clarifies, he says, now, says Taisis, another answer that would be appropriate had circumstances not been a different way. Meaning, Taisis saying, if we wouldn't claim for a consumer of the borrower or the orphans of the borrower, If we wouldn't claim for them when, let's say, the borrower passed away and now the lender's coming to collect from collateral, and we wouldn't say for them, us, the courts, basically, if we wouldn't just come off and say, hey, maybe it's forgery, and therefore then the lender would have to be mekayimid, if we wouldn't do that, habeas is shapir. So then this would answer the question that we had asked. We said, why, when it's paid up, can't the lender hold on to it? Well, just to wrap around this flask. Oh, because then you'd be able to say, no, the asal shall I say, it would be forbidden for him to hold on to it, because maybe he's going to come to collect with this document from the Kuchas or the Yarshim, where there you could collect with the document, even though it's not Makuyim. Because we wouldn't give them the right to say Mezuyim. Ah, Pirashi, Babakama, Babatia, Begitin, Matthias says, I explained Babakama, Babatia, and Gitin, the Tanina, the Kuchas, the Yisim, and Peru Mezuyim, that we do make the claim for them, for the consumers and for the orphans, that it was paid up and that it was a forgery. Ah, so if so, then you don't have to be concerned that maybe he's going to come to collect with this document from the Kuchas the assignment, because since it's not verified, so we do claim for them maybe it's Mezuyif, and he's not going to collect with it. And then you have to say, like the first answer that we gave before, that's talking about where the lender himself says that he doesn't have witnesses and it does not have any proofs. And Taisa B'Sham Arachti elsewhere, Bavakam Metzia, he's lengthy about this idea, do we claim for the assembly Kuchas, this, what we call Taninan, of Mezuyif and Perur. Now, Taisa B'Sham, if you're going to say, truth is, why do we give the opposite interpretation of this answer of the Gemara, which is the Tanakama saw the ain't Tzarch L'Kayma. We could actually say the opposite. Not like we're saying in the Tzitzit of the Maskel that Tanakama holds that Tzarch L'Kayma. No. Tanakama holds that when the bar admits that this document is not forged, that he's not allowed to say Parati because ain't Tzarch L'Kayma. The lender does not have to verify the documentation anymore, even if the bar does not admit that it was paid up. And when the Tanakhama says that when it's paid up, you're going to need Potter, so that would be like the literal translation, which that's more, it's better to say than seemingly than Mishapar means that he's saying that it's paid up. No, Mishapar means that it means literally Shapar Mamish, that it was paid up. And therefore it makes sense when the Tanakhama says once it was paid up that you're going to be Potter to be carried out, because the Asla Hashish Tapurua, because now they'll hold on to a paid document, because he might come to collect with another time. How could you collect with another time? Because when the bar is going to claim the truth, which is that he paid it up, the lender's not going to have to verify it. If you say, like the way we're asking, that Tanakama holds, he wouldn't have to verify it. Oh, he would have to collect the second time. That's why it would be forbidden for him to hold on to it for that reason, and therefore he cannot be lots of pizza, and therefore if you carry on Shabbos, he can be potter. Whereas Rabbi Huda we would say, Rabbi Huda holds, no, you have to verify it. And therefore, if you carry it even when it was paid up, you chayiv. Why? Why do you chayiv? Because it has significance. Why? Because he could hold on to it to wrap it around his flask, because according to that, that it would not be forbidden to hold on to it. Because even if the lender wants to collect with it another time, the borrower could just say parati, and because it's not verified, and he would have to be mekayimah. And places for once, it says, and don't say, but still he would be forbidden to hold on to it, because you have to be concerned that maybe subsequently the lender is going to find some type of witnesses to verify the documentation, and then he's going to go ahead and collect a second time, where now the borrower cannot say any more parati, because he doesn't have any more migra of mezuyas, because he really agreed there's not forgery. That says, there's no, because the Maya is talking about Kugan Biyadua, we would explain this Tobah, where it's known that, like he said, Shalayim Tse Nikiyim. That there are no witnesses to verify. And he cannot collect a second time. And therefore, when the bar is going to claim the truth that he paid up, which he did pay up, he's going to have to say and verify, which he cannot. So if he could hold on to it, therefore it is significant. So why are we saying that it's Omar, Parua or not, when you could say the opposite of the interpretation, it would be literally if he paid up or not. So that's a statement. What you can say is the Afle Yehuda. No, the truth is you can't say this interpretation because even according to Yehuda, have a asla shaisa, it would be forbidden for him to hold on to it because he might come to collect the second time. We said we know where it's not possible for him to verify it. So on that statement, we would still be concerned. Shemi kamene ba'akroy ba'amo, that it might just happen, a freak thing that he might be able to verify it, where he might come upon some witnesses somewhere somehow. And the Igma Bush Lakajin, and therefore he's going to go ahead and collect unlawfully because he's already forbidden to go ahead and collect because he's already paid. That's why you can't say this interpretation because even according to Yehuda, it should still be potter. So Taisus had explained that if it wasn't paid up, what's the significance of the documentation? What do you mean? Isn't it just the admission of the bar? Why is the document even significant? It's either that then the bar will recall the debt, or that through that, he could collect from Mishabad. Dishlitesa asked that why didn't the Gemara answer the opposite? Mishapar means literally when he paid up. And Tanakama holds that when the bar admits that the document was not forged, he cannot say parati, which means to say that and therefore, when the one who carries it on Shabbos is going to be pater, because it's not fit to hold on to, because he so that he shouldn't come to collect another time, which he could. Yehuda held that the borrower, it is believed to say parati, and therefore that's why the lender would not be able to collect with it, and therefore he could hold on to it, which is to be lots of it's like husai, because he's never going to collect anyway, and we know that he cannot have verification elsewhere. And that's the case. No, even so, it would be forbidden to be to hold on to it, because maybe he might stumble upon witnesses and collect, even though it's paid, and therefore even according to Yehuda would be forbidden to hold on to it, therefore we have to say it the way we said in the Gemara. Tanik says the last begins with the words of Gemara Rashi Gars, which Tanik comes to explain the halacha of that if Ma'id Vishta Asher Kasavay, that Tzarech Likaimai, which is that the Gemara says that it's possible that really everyone holds, not like we said in the previous text, that it's Machlekes in this. Rather, everyone agrees Ma'id Vishta Asher Kasavay, Tzarech Likaimai. Machlekes was regarding something else. Now, Tanik is inferring that there's another Gersa that holds that everyone agrees Ma'id Vishta Asher Kasavay. Ain't Tzarech L'Kaimai. That place is bringing the Rashi goes. Rashi's text was the Kulam Amoid. Everyone agrees. B'shtarsh because it's Tzarech L'Kaimai. And so it says B'chein Yer. That would seem the appropriate gears because Tzarech L'Kaimai because that's how we rule. Because the Israel Reb Nachman Halacha. Reb Nachman holds like this. B'perek Shem Niksub Tav Yitzesim Alv. And the Kamal and Kamal Sebedini. We always rule like Reb Nachman regarding judicial law, regarding monetary law, which this is what this is a case of. And therefore, it makes sense to say that everyone agrees to Reb Nachman that it's Tzarech L'Kaimai.